love, chills down my spine. Heart's on the line, he's on mine, and I'm in love.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, with the update at 7, is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, along with the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prep Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It is 44 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership. We've been serving you, your family, your friends, your grandparents, and maybe even your great-great-grandparents for a full century. In the past, our customers with less-than-perfect credit traveled to Madison to get vehicle financing. Great news, you don't have to drive and then sit and wait for 3 hours. Melanie at Jones Chevrolet can help. Don't be fooled by the big city hype. We have all of the big city banks available right here in Richland Center. Between our finance director Scott Smith and special finance manager Melanie, we have decades of automotive financing expertise. When credit issues make things complicated, we simplify it, all within our Jones Chevrolet low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-cost, easy, 100% secure online credit application at joneschev.com. Guaranteed credit approvals for the first time in our area. We even do loans with our most popular local credit unions directly. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated at some colleges and universities. Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, where police appeared to use tear gas to break up the demonstration. Meanwhile, at Columbia University in New York City, demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a campus building. Israel and Hamas continue negotiations on a ceasefire that would free hostages, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a deal. 4 law enforcement officers were killed. Members of a U.S. Marshals Service task force are trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings, 3 members of the task force, and a Charlotte police officer were killed. This is ABC News. For the first time in a while, gas prices are in reverse, says ABC's Alex Stone at the pump.
Gas prices are coming down finally, not by much, but it's a little bit of relief. The first in weeks, and there could be more to come. The Energy Department reports in the past week the average price of regular unleaded came down a cent and a half to $3.65 a gallon. Analysts say it appears we've hit the seasonal peak of gas prices, a shot up with worries in the Middle East, switches to summer blends of gas, more driving and refinery outages. Now they're stabilizing. The one wild card would be if there are any large hurricanes in the Gulf this summer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It's back to work today for King Charles. He's resuming his public duties for the first time since announcing his cancer diagnosis, his first official visit, a cancer treatment center. And searchers still looking for a wayward zebra in Washington State. 4 got loose and the back of a trailer popped open. 3 were caught. That happened over the weekend. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
We'll read the forecast for you coming up. It's a pleasant one to read, by the way. 4 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, it's 44 degrees here at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small herd dispersal from Illinois, 22 head. It's a mixed herd of Holstein, milking shorthorn, Jerseys, and crossbred. All stages of lactation with 3 bred heifers and 4 summer yearling heifers included. A few purebreds will have registration papers. Plus fresh cows, 2-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Today, a high of 71, partly sunny and mild conditions. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely by late evening, maybe a thunderstorm, a low of 50. Wednesday, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, pleasant again, a high of 71. Wednesday night, showers developing later and a low of 48. Thursday, breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rain possible at times Thursday and a high of 64. Friday, partly sunny and breezy, a high near 70. In Richland Center, the midnight reading was 52. We're down to our overnight lows so far. A little sunshine and the skies have shaped up. Blue skies and 43 degrees. Good morning from WRCO and WRCE. Here's Tim McGraw.
Get so mad at things that don't matter. Way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow pot of gold, riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it. Standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Out and in on nights like this, catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't own me. Shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room. My grudges and my old regrets and let them go. I want to learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I want to dance and shout and love out loud and come alive. Don't want to be the guy too cool to laugh and too scared to cry. I want to live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Spot porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only. Standing room only. Stop judging my life by my possessions. Start thinking about how many headlights will be in my procession. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't own me. Shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and alone.
Tim McGraw on Country and Community, WRCO. Some things to celebrate today. It's Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. It's a day to honor Bugs Bunny. Hairstyle Appreciation Day. Well, there you go. I've had the same hairstyle for a long, long time. The problem is that I embrace the rooster tail because, you know, I wash my hair, shower, and I get in here and I put a headphone on, and then the rest of the day, I've got this crease in my head, and then half my hair sticks up. That's all right. Let's see. National Bubble Tea Day. National Honesty Day. It's National Mr. Potato Head Day. Did you realize that when Mr. Potato Head first came out, all it was the pieces, the eyes and the nose and things like that. You had to provide your own potato. Yeah, really. You had to stick those little things, the eyes, in a real potato. I'm guessing there are probably quite a few that kind of got rotten and stinky in the toy boxes over the years. Today is National Oatmeal Cookie Day. It's also, I don't know if I can go on. It's National Raisin Day. Oh, man.
I didn't make the time, and it's been a year since I've seen a deer at a smallmouth on the line. The other day I hooked a monster, and as I reeled him in, I thought, man, it feels good to be country again.
Country again. Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big top man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Johnny and June and WRCO making some beautiful music. Still waiting for the Philly and June album release, but I can't get Junie to sing with me. But anyway, coming up, we'll check in with old Henry Bray and see what he's doing.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial, a place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
Hello, my name is Aubrey, and I'm a fifth grade student at St. Mary's School. I'm here today with my friend from the 4K program, Amelia. Amelia and I are going to talk about our upcoming Walk for Virtues. Amelia, are you excited about our Walk for Virtues?
Yes, I am.
Me too. We will be walking a safe route on Friday, May 3rd to raise money for our school. Along the way, we are reminded of our school virtues. The fifth grade virtue is temperance. Amelia, what is your class virtue you have been learning about this year?
Brotherly love.
That is a really special virtue. I hope you and your friends have a great time on the walk.
Me too. I cannot wait to walk with Stella School.
The Walk for Virtues is a special time with our families and friends that brings our school together for a great cause.
Walk for Virtues is a celebration of our school.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Philip.
There he is.
How are we doing, buddy?
Doing all right, man.
Yep, doing well.
Had a long ball game last night, but it was a good game.
Good game, yes.
Snapped along.
Yeah, good for the, Westby and Riverdale. Yeah.
Westby won 3-2.
And nine innings.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Had a chance to call my great nephew, he plays for Westby.
Oh, awesome.
First time
ever.
Did
he do well?
Yeah, he did. He pitched into the eighth inning.
Oh, that's pretty good for high school.
RBI hit, so he did pretty well.
Good,
Good. Must not be any of my genes left. By the time he gets
well, the only jeans that he
nephew.
Probably wore is probably the blue jeans.
Well, he wouldn't fit him. He's a little taller.
So. Yeah, he's a strapping young lad.
Yeah, he is a strapping young lad.
Yeah, yep. Good.
So. Anyway, baseball. Boy, the Brewers have had a couple of tough calls against them the last couple of days.
I have a feeling something's coming my way.
I was going to ask you about this because inquiring minds want to know. So what happened last night, for listeners that didn't hear, the Brewers had a runner at second and third, but the runner at third attempted to score on a missed third strike. So the batter swung, and on the third strike, the ball went under the catcher's glove. The batter ran to first base, and the runner from third ran home. And the umpire ruled that it was an interference, that the bat from the batter hit the catcher's glove. Thus, that batter is out. The runner had to go back to third base. That was the ruling. But Pat Murphy, Brewer manager, was arguing that the ball was already well past the catcher when the interference occurred. Hank Bray, you make the call.
Well, here we go. I had a interference call last night, or catcher's interference is what it is, because when the bat swings from the shoulder into the strike zone, if it hits the glove, the ball's dead.
Sure.
First baseman gets it. Now, what he is saying, that you had batter interference on the catcher, which if the umpire has to deem it where if the batter intentionally threw the bat, or made contact with the catcher with the bat. If that's the case, yes, it is batter interference. But if the catcher has already retreated to get the ball, I don't see how that could be batter interference. So
I didn't see the play.
I didn't see the play.
But
either.
If the ball's already by the catcher,
You know, I guess the umpire was saying that it was he was if he hit the catcher, it kind of impeded him from trying to go get the ball.
But as, if his bat did, then you have batter interference.
That must have been what they were calling. But
to me, if the ball's first of all, if the ball's already by the catcher, what is the catcher doing just sitting there?
True, and if the, I mean, batter must have swung kind of late too.
Yeah,
you know.
So, but you know,
I don't know.
I don't either. So that's what I'd ruled. It depends on where the ball was and the catcher.
The one the day before, though, there in Judge of the Yankees.
Yeah, he put his hand up. I would have had a double play
and
there.
Knocking it down.
And that's purely an umpire's judgment.
Yeah.
Okay. But in high school or even collegiate, you got to double out at second base, right. Out at first base.
Well, that's what I was going to say about these umpires in the major league level, though. They have the advantage of doing the replay and looking and
right.
seeing.
Yep.
So, you know, high school guys, you don't have that advantage. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how they would get that wrong. Because didn't the Brewers appeal it on Sunday?
Yep.
I thought so.
So, but anyway, I had one last night that Coach Hinkle has me wondering now. Thank you, Coach. But you know, he wanted batter interference when his catcher stepped up into the box. Well, you know, I haven't found anything that it says attempted throw or it says attempted. So, what does attempt mean in the rule book? You know, and he made a good point where the pitcher can fake a throw. And that's an attempt, and the runner can stand there or go in softball. But he still haven't swung me. I understand it. He showed me the rule, but I've been looking for rules this morning. So, I mean, working.
Thinking about it. Yeah. All right.
So
the catcher stepped up to make a throw to one of the
throw, bases. and the batter was all the way in the batter's box to the front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, and the catcher took like two steps to throw it, but she never threw it. So that's how I ruled that the catcher was still in the box, or the batter was still in the box.
Okay.
So, but anyway.
Oh, listener says the bat hit the catcher's helmet, not his glove. I don't think that makes a difference, though, in that call, does it?
That's a good question. You know, Kenny Thied would probably be the one to...
This is on the Brewer game last night. Not to confuse the local game, but yeah, the bat hit the catcher's helmet, not his glove. Again, I didn't see it. I just read about it this morning.
But where did it hit it at?
It's still part of his equipment.
But where did it hit it at? Was it... It was on the backswing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rule in the major leagues that I know that if a backswing hits the catcher, if he's attempting... What is he doing? To me, you'd probably call him out at that point. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
a tough call.
Brewers have had the benefit of two tough calls here.
Was that Angel Fernandez behind the plate?
I don't know who it was, but it was interesting Sunday that the one with Aaron Judge sliding in there and trying to break up a double play. The crew chief said they got it wrong. So. The crew. Okay, so you know they got it wrong. How come you didn't?
Was it the crew chief after the game?
Yeah, it was after the game. Yeah. So.
Well, at least he stepped up and said he got it wrong.
He was honest. What's the quiz on today?
Anyway? Oh, we have, you know how at the end of the week you have all this leftovers.
Hmm.
Fend for yourself. So it's basically a fend for yourself quiz. Leftover stuff, Philip.
We better get at it.
Yeah, you've taken a lot of time up.
Sorry.
Number one, which type of grapes are commonly used to make raisins, Phil? Is it red grapes, green grapes, or purple grapes?
Hmm. It is National Raisin Day, by the way.
Yeah. Here's another one that I threw out there. In the movie Hoosiers, Hickory's mascot was the Colonels. True or false? Number three, the team depicted in the film is named the Hickory Hoosiers.
All right.
All right. Well, number four.
Four.
The team's head coach, Norman Dale, had a troubled past involving alcoholism.
Hmm. And he, by the way.
Not his assistant coach, the head coach.
Right. By the way, he coached at Ithaca before he went to.
Really?
Yeah. If you watch the movie, it's obviously Ithaca, New York. But
right.
That was his previous coaching gig.
The team makes it to the state basketball championship game in his first year. True or false?
All right.
All right. Number six. In the state championship game, Philip, the backboards were glass with fan backboards.
Making me think here a little bit.
Number seven. What is Bugs Bunny's catchphrase? Bugs Bunny's catchphrase was, Doc, what's up? True or false? All right. Number, what number are we on?
Eight.
Oh, boy. I don't even have an eight on here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All right. Which country is the largest producer of raisins? Is it the United States, Turkey, Greece, or China?
Okay.
Number nine. What year did Bugs Bunny make his first appearance? Was it 1940, 1950, or 1957?
All right.
Here's one for you, Philip. Number 10. Okay. What was Bugs Bunny's original name?
You're not giving multiple choice?
Here we go. Let me see. I can. Bugs Bunny's original name was Happy Rabbit. True or false?
All right.
What do you think you did?
I don't even know.
There's some crazy ones out there, aren't they?
Like going all over the place here today. I'm going to say six. Okay. I'm six right.
All right, buddy. Number one, which type of grapes are commonly used to make raisins? Red, green, or purple?
Purple.
No, they're green.
Really? Well, again, I wouldn't have known. I've not studied that. I like grapes.
You're a raisin connoisseur.
I like grapes.
I know you do.
Not raisins.
Hickory's mascot was the Colonels. True or false?
True.
No.
Wasn't it?
It was Husker.
Oh, man. I hurried through it.
I know you did.
Thinking I knew the right answer.
The team decrypted in the film was named Hickory Huskers.
False.
It is false. It's Milan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there is no team called Hickory. Or no, but it was they, something happened, but they're very proud of the Hickory movie in Milan, Indiana.
Well, they had a Hollywoodize it a little bit, obviously. Yeah.
The team's head coach, Norman Dell, has a troubled past involving alcoholism.
That's true.
It is true, yeah.
Yeah. He was actually in trouble for, like, fighting or pushing a ref or something in the previous. That's why he got fired in the previous job.
That wasn't me. Number five, the team makes it to the state championship basketball game.
That's true.
It is true. In the state championship game, the backboards were glass fan backboards.
I say false.
It is false. They were actually rectangle. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't pay attention to stuff
like that.
Yeah, they are.
Well, the old ones were.
The old ones. And Hickory in the gym, were they glass or wood?
I would imagine they were wood.
They were wood, because this is one of the first times that they played on a rectangle backboard. Did you know when he come in to the big gym that he measured
high the rim was?
Yeah, and he did that before they left as well. Mm-hmm. So
right,
it's just a
yeah. I mean, I was in a lot of old gyms back in the day. They were all rectangle and boards, and they didn't have the see through. But I mean, I'm not even sure when glass backboards came in.
Well, this was decrypted from 1954 is when they won the state championship team.
Right, so might have had them like at the bigger levels, maybe, college and NBA, but the little guys didn't have them.
Yeah. I'm still don't have one.
Nope.
But anyway, what was Bugs Bunny's catchphrase? Was Doc, what's up?
That's false.
What was it?
What's up, Doc?
Yes.
What's up, Doc?
Number eight, which country is the largest producer of raisins? Is it United States, Turkey, Greece, or China?
I'm going with Turkey.
Turkey. Woo! Gobble, 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 gobble. Woo! You did a rooster yesterday. We'll do a turkey today. My goodness.
Oh, well.
All right. Number nine, what year did Bugs Bunny make his first appearance, Philip?
1940.
It was.
Yep.
It was.
He was kind of, they drew him differently then. He was kind of creepy looking at first.
Yeah, he was very creepy looking.
Yeah, kind of prehistoric looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bugs Bunny's original name was Happy Rabbit.
That's false.
It's true.
Is it true?
Yes.
I was thinking it was.
I had to fool you on that one. Yeah. It was before Bugs Bunny, his name was Happy Rabbit.
Happy Rabbit. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was different than that.
But how many did you get, young man?
I had seven right.
Oh, good for you.
Not too bad.
Not bad, buddy.
Not too bad.
That's a tough quiz.
Yeah, there was.
It was a tough quiz. Right. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
So, I had
to. Have to go back and watch Hoosiers now, too.
It's a great movie.
It's been a while.
I saw it the other day.
Did you?
Sunday when it was raining and pouring.
Oh.
So, and I just started writing stuff down.
That's a good rainy day movie to watch. watch.
It is. It was a good movie. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, buddy.
I've always said they should make a Hoosiers Part 2.
Yes.
Call it Scani and depict the 64 Dodgeville Dodgers winning the state championship. I think it would be very similar.
You know, and I'm not, I don't mean this. I know when a time crunch, but why not the 2023 state baseball run for Ithaca? No, I'm being serious because no one expected that.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So, yep. And the announcers at the game.
Well, yeah.
Holy award, mackerel.
Award winning.
Yes, award. Yep. Have a good day. Be kind.
You bet, buddy.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Your history lesson today, 1945, as Soviet troops approached his Berlin bunker, Adolf Hitler took his own life, as did his wife of one day, Eva Braun. Also in 1947, President Truman signed a resolution officially confirming the name of Hoover Dam. And it was in 1975 the Vietnam War ended as the South Vietnamese capital of Saigon fell to communist forces. Coming up, the birthday and anniversary salutes for today, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Jacob Storer. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Tom Oman. To Marty Hillesheim, happy birthday from Al and Carmen. Deb Johnson, all the best from your friends at Schmidt-Willen Hills, the residents and staff. Happy birthday, Bubba. Love Mom, Dad, Luke, and Leo. To Nicholas Perna from Grandpa Fred and Grandma Dee. Have a fun day today. It's also the birthday of Caleb Williamson. Happy 18th. Grandma Sarah is so proud of you. Happy birthday, buddy. Lots of love from Grandma Sarah. Happy 9th to Tucker Schweinefuss. Have an awesome day from Grandpa Rod and Grandma Sherry. Happy 9th to lovable little guy Tucker Schweinefuss. Hope you have a great day. Love Dad, Rachel, and Kaylee, Kyler, Alex, and Ruby. Also to Tucker Schweinefuss from Uncle Jared, Aunt Ashley, Paige, Shayla, and Brennan. To Matt Luxton from Larry and Donna. To Nick from Maxie. To Nicholas, lots of love from Oma and Grandpop as well. Happy birthday, Aunt Christy Durst from Lori and the Guys, and a sister-in-law, Christy Durst, from Butch and Margaret. Happy birthday, Austin Tony. Love you from Grandma Tony. To Irene Joyce, have a great day from Jay and Mary Pat. And to Irene Joyce, sister, wife, mom, mother-in-law, grandmother, aunt, and friend. From all of us that love you, appreciate you, and need you. Have a great day, Irene. We have a happy birthday wish from the RC Lions today. Wishes for Irene Joyce, Nicholas Perna, Christy Durst, Matt Luxton, Tucker Schweinefest, Jordan Lynn Niebuhr, and happy anniversary, Joe and Courtney Clone. To Joe and Courtney, all the best. Happy anniversary, Courtney. Lots of love from Joe today. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Dave Heinlein and Tamara Cree. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday to Cortland Conley. Also to Greg Miller, Kurt Pospical, to Derek Putz, Molly Schwingel, and Melissa Baumkamp. Happy anniversary, Ed and Ann Keller.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Happy 91st to Willie Nelson today. This is the one that put him on the map in 1975.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages I'll remember eyes crying in the rain.
Phil Nee, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for starting it here with WRCO.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. Our news at 7:45 is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Philback Family of Dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Partly sunny and mild today with a high of 71. Tonight, cloudy with showers likely by late evening. Maybe a thunderstorm and a low of 50. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 48 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is putting out an alert following a confirmed case of measles in southern Wisconsin. DHS says someone who is now confirmed to have the measles made several stops last week, Monday, while contagious. If you were at the Madison Avenue Quick Trip in Milton, SSM Health in Racine and Janesville, the U Break Eye Fix on East Washington in Madison, or the Noodles and Company on Cottage Grove Road in Madison, you may have been exposed. If you are coming down with a cold or illness, please contact your doctor immediately. Calling it his way of fulfilling a campaign promise, Governor Tony Evers kicked off his 2024 Pothole Patrol Tour on a street in Stevens Point Monday. Evers says residents can expect more road work like this wherever they travel, thanks to last year's increase in shared revenue. He said there is double the amount of money for localities to fix the roads thanks to the bipartisan effort. Evers says he also uses the Pothole Patrol Tour to raise awareness about work zone safety. 9 people were killed in work zone accidents in Wisconsin last year. Votes at the annual spring DNR surveys show Wisconsin residents want to restrict wake surfing. That was just one of the topics up for a vote at the spring hearing. On a vote of 10,274 to 3,363, residents agreed they want the state to take action on a ban excessive wakes on lakes smaller than 1,500 acres and require any wake surfing on lakes that are large enough to allow for it to take place at least 700 feet from shore. That is far more restrictive than a plan forwarded by Republican lawmakers last fall. The bill would have allowed wakeboarding on lakes as small as 50 acres, but it failed to advance. The Richland Center High School choir students traveled to UW-Platteville Saturday for the Wisconsin School Music Association State Solo and Ensemble Festival. A number of students did very well. 9 soloists received first ratings. They were in classical: Leah Chambers, Grayson Banker, Maddie Huber, Maddie Muller, Mara Delagrave, Allison Unbehan, Joe Obaday, Elise Staffsleen, and 8th grader Micah Meyer, and a duet featuring Allison Unbehan and Landria Hamlin. There were also 11 second ratings handed out. They were classical solos by Aaliyah Klingeman, Valerie Favre, Cameron Schultz, Cassidy Mancilla, Marshall Meyer, Bryn Knabel, and Rachel Waterfall. In musical theater, Maddie Muller, Katie King, Leah Chambers, and Cameron Schultz. Congratulations to all students who participated. A property owner was cited for starting a house on fire. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a call of a structure fire at 2492 Highway 81 in the town of Lima Saturday night around 8:30. It was originally reported that Jane McPhail, 51, living at the address, intentionally lit the structure on fire. Grant County deputies conducted an initial investigation and arrested Jane McPhail for arson. A Dane County man is charged with sending a threatening message to the campaign office of Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde. Authorities say the message from 72-year-old Joseph Quaid indicated the campaign office might blow up. Quaid admitted to police he sometimes gets a little political, but he didn't remember making the threat. He also conceded that he sometimes has too much to drink and gets carried away, but he's trying not to do it anymore. He's due in court later this week on a felony charge of making a terrorist threat. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received an iPhone crash detection notification regarding a possible crash on County Highway A west of Lancaster Wednesday night around 10:30. While a deputy was en route to investigate the report, the Sheriff's Office received another call from a residence on County A west of Pine Knob Road stating there had been a crash somewhere near 7824 County A. The investigating deputy located the crash near 7908 County A. The investigating deputy learned that Thomas Bennett, 19, of rural Lancaster, had been traveling west on County A. Bennett said that he had swerved to miss a deer in the road, lost control of his truck, entered the ditch on the south side of the road, struck a mailbox, rolled the truck an unknown number of times, hit a traffic sign, and came to rest in the ditch on the south side of the road. A friend of Bennett's attempted to pull his truck from the ditch and from the scene. However, the truck entered the ditch on the north side of the road. The investigating deputy learned that Bennett had drunk alcoholic beverages prior to the crash. Thomas Bennett was cited for violation of absolute sobriety law and for failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle. Bennett sustained minor injuries in the crash, was evaluated by EMS, and refused transport to a hospital. The second in a series of 3rd Congressional District primary forums will be held Wednesday night at 6:30 at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse on the UW-La Crosse campus. The forum will air from 6:30 to 8 on WRCE. The forum includes Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson, who are running to replace Derek Van Orden in Congress. The 3rd Congressional District covers the southwestern part of Wisconsin, plus a cut across to Stevens Point. A third forum will be held June 16th at UW-Platteville, with the final forum set for July 12th at CVTC in Eau Claire. The Richland Center High School FFA is holding its plant sale this week. The greenhouse is overflowing with plants and flowers. Check them out and support the RCHS FFA this Thursday and Friday between 8 and 3:30. Enter through the main high school entrance and check in at the office. You will need your driver's license to check in. On Saturday, stop by from 8 to noon for plants and brats. Park near the greenhouse on the back side of the high school and enter through door 21. All proceeds will support the Richland Center FFA. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment on the proposed Green Tier application for DRM Industries Corporation in Lake Delton. If accepted, the proposal would allow the facility to join Tier 1 of the Green Tier program. The DNR's Green Tier program provides credible recognition to organizations committed to going above and beyond compliance. Tier 1 is designed to encourage, recognize, and reward companies that are committed to superior environmental performance. Applicants must have a good environmental record and agree to implement an environmental management system, which will be used to set goals, assess their progress, and identify opportunities for improvement. DRM was founded in 1970. 5 years later, the manufacturer expanded to include machining in their services. Today, DRM is a 100% employee-owned company that encompasses machining, fabrication, inspection, and packaging. Committed to innovation, DRM cares about sustainability and is focused on reducing environmental impacts in its community by increasing energy efficiency and metal recycling in its operations. The DNR will accept written comments through May 4th concerning DRM's Green Tier application. Send comments to Emilio Machado, DNR Business Support Coordinator, or call 608-516-8626. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council will be holding their Coon Creek Conservation Day Saturday at the site of the nation's first watershed conservation project. This year's event includes musical talent by Molly B. and Friends. Molly B. is probably best known for her nationwide show on RFD-TV, The Molly B. Polka Party, but she also hit the big screen in 2018, making an appearance in the Clint Eastwood movie, The Mule. Molly B. and Friends will perform at 5 Saturday at Valley Conservation Day on the Coon Valley Dairy Supply Company on Highway 14. Information about tickets is available at CoonCreekWatershed.org/Valley Conservation Day.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, April 30th. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green, died April 21st. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church this morning from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green. Bernice M. Stanick, 98, of Hillsborough, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsborough. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsborough. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough today from 4 to 8. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 to 11. Bernice M. Stanick, 98, of Hillsborough. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96, of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the St. Killian Cemetery Association, Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville, or the Bear Valley Fire Department. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96, of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11:30 Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82, of Richland Center. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11:30 Saturday at Holy Angels Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at Holy Angels Catholic Church Saturday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Sacred Heart School in Reedsburg. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge. Catherine Rose Hendricks, 75, of Boaz, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. A private service will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to be held in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials in Catherine's name may be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills, Harriet Reese. Catherine Rose Hendricks, 75, of Boaz.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season.
lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mold control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
BC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 106.